Day 69, and it was 9 hours and 20 minutes, and from Whakaroha to Whakaroho, if I mean, sorry, to 2 hours away from the Bridge to Nowhere, on the Manga Parua walking track. Started off going up a hill for 4 hours, 4.5 hours, and along this route, it was, and down, and then I ended up going down for 4.5 hours. And it's in this valley, going along two valley-driven rivers, and an old road section. These old roads were kind of farm roads or four-wheel drive roads in a lot of cases, but most of the time they were going tiny tracks to, you know, walking tracks. And during this journey, it was going past a whole lot of old sites of where pioneers in the 1920s and 1930s had set up after the government had provided some land to returned servicemen after World War I. They set up this land, and the land, or this valley, was the last of its type to be done by the government, and it's just amazing that they even gave it a go. It's just so hilly, and the valleys, and there's no real place to do much farming, you know, livestock and things. And they have these signs up showing where the certain families lived, and so you'd be going along, and then suddenly you'd see a sign, and then you'd look around and just see the new bush that had grown up from there, and you could tell how long or how much work they had done in that area. Some had done quite a bit of work, some had not. So it wasn't until the end of the 1930s or the beginning of the 1940s that they decided not to continue the roads that were going through here, because there was only a few settlers left as they all started to leave. But some of these places are just awesome. I'm currently camped at the Hallowell's Camp, which is where family name Hallowell was situated. But I went through past a whole lot of them, and there was only a few chimneys that I noticed on the first leg, about just before the Mangaparoa Summit. And the cool thing about it, at the top of the Mangaparoa Summit, I could look out and I could see Mount Taranaki, and I could see Mount Nauruhoe, which is Mount Doom, and it was just gorgeous, absolutely amazing. And looking back down at the valleys and where I was going, love today, great.